Thanks once again, Colin, and it's lovely folks to be back here in Temple Patrick to share God's word. Let's turn for a Bible reading to Genesis chapter 28. I'll read and then I'll explain what I'm going to do. In fact, also mark John chapter 1. So Genesis chapter 28 and verse 10. Genesis chapter 28 and verse 10. And Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran. And he lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night because the sun was set. And he took of the stones of that place and put them for his pillows and lay down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it, and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham thy father, and the God of Isaac. The land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it and to thy seed. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. And in thee and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land. For I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. And Jacob awaked out of his sleep, and he said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. And he was afraid, and said, how dreadful is this place? This is none other but the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. And Jacob rose up early in the morning, and took the stone that he had put for his pillows, and set it up for a pillar, and poured oil upon the top of it. And he called the name of that place Bethel. But the name of that city was called Luz at the first. Then over to John chapter 1 and verse 47. Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him and saith of him, behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile. Nathanael saith unto him, whence knowest thou me? Jesus answered and said unto him, before that Philip called thee, when thou wast under the fig tree, I saw thee. Nathanael answered and saith unto him, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God, thou art the King of Israel. Jesus answered and said unto him, because I said unto thee, I saw thee under the fig tree, believest thou? Thou shalt see greater things than these. And he saith unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you, hereafter ye shall see heaven opened, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. Amen. May the Lord bless his word to our hearts this morning. This is one of five services for the remainder of this year that I will be here, God willing, in Temple Patrick. And we're going to do a little five-sermon series on the Gospel according to. We're going to do this morning the Gospel according to a ladder. And then we're going to do the Gospel according to a snake. And you know that story in Numbers about if the people looked upon the bronze serpent that they were healed. Just a look. And that ties in again with John chapter 3. For as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so shall the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. So you can see the gospel according to a snake. And then we're going to look at the gospel according to marriage. And then we're going to look at the gospel according to blood. And that's a very interesting study. And then the gospel according to a lamb. Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. So that's going to be the remaining Sundays that I have in Temple Patrick. And then, God willing, when we come back on New Year's Day, Sunday, the 1st of January, as we looked at the book of Daniel, so we're going to look at the book of Ezekiel. And that is a great book. I have partly done the book. I got up to chapter 18, where I was before, but I just want to do the book again and to carry on the book of Ezekiel, and it is a very rich book. So that's our studies. God willing, next year we'll still be in the book of Ezekiel, so you'll know where we're going in our studies, because Ezekiel's a big book, 48 chapters. But the gospel according to a ladder. In chapter 25, we read that Jacob is born. In chapter 27, Jacob is blessed. But you know the family issue there. Jacob is on the run, really, from the threat of his brother Esau. But here in chapter 28, Jacob is at Bethel. He calls this place Bethel, where he was a house of God. He had a stone for his pillows. That must have been a hard pillow. We like our pillows to be nice and soft, don't we? He had a stone for his pillows. Verse 10 says, Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran. He travelled a distance of about 550 miles, and that would have been at least a few weeks travelling. But he's alone with God. How alone he is here. He lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night because the sun was set, and it's time to rest, and he sleeps and he dreams. And God comes near to him in verse 15, and behold, I am with thee. So he knows God's presence, and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest. And he knows God's preservation or protection, and he knows God's promise, and will bring thee again into this land, for I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. Then Jacob waked out of his sleep, and he could travel on knowing that the Lord was with him. But it's this dream that we're focusing upon this morning. The gospel according to a ladder. Verse 12, and he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. Take note of this. This is the only mention of a ladder in the whole Bible. The only mention of a ladder in the whole Bible. Now you and I know what a ladder is. You've probably one at your house. If you haven't a ladder, you'll have a set of steps of some height. Because we need ladders. We need steps to reach that which is beyond us. And you'll see that Jesus had this in mind when he said to Nathanael, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, hereafter ye shall see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending upon a ladder." No, upon the Son of Man, because he's the ladder. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven, and behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it, and behold, the Lord stood above it. This ladder joined heaven and earth. This ladder linked heaven and earth. A ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven, and behold, the Lord stood above it. But there came a time in history when the Lord came down it and walked the earth, because the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. Not the Son of God, the Son of Man. Because the Lord Jesus, the Son of God, became the Son of Man. And as John Calvin has said, that we who are the sons of men may become sons of God, children of God. Some modern versions will not use the word ladder, they will use the word stairway. And one has said the ladder was wide as well as high, so that streams of heavenly angels could be seen going both up and down the ladder simultaneously. Whatever its exact form may have been, it clearly pictured to Jacob the interrelationships of earth and heaven. It showed that there was intense interest in heaven concerning what took place on earth, with multitudes of mighty ministers of God coming down to earth to carry out God's commands, then returning to report concerning the earth and to receive further instructions. Angels of God were descending on it from heaven to earth. Angels of God were ascending on this ladder from earth to heaven. This was the communication. Because angels are ever too ready to carry out God's commands. Psalm 103, for example, verses 20 and 21. "Bless the Lord, ye his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his that do his pleasure." We talk about ladders in a figurative way. If you buy a house, you're on the property ladder. You might start off in the bottom rung and you work your way up. This is the way people use a ladder in a figurative way. If somebody does well in business, they are climbing the ladder of success. Or they're well up the ladder. So these are different ways in which people use ladders and think nothing of it. People might be on the property ladder. They might be on the ladder of success. They might be well up the ladder or well ahead of others. But they're maybe not on the most important ladder of all. And that is the ladder of Christ. They're not on the way up to heaven. Conversion seems to be that we get on the ladder and we make our way up to heaven. And the Lord, who is at the top of the ladder. Once we finish this earthly life, we'll have reached the top of the ladder, and the Lord who stands above it will meet us and greet us and welcome us into his heavenly home. Because there's only one ladder, and it's what Jesus said to Nathanael: "Hereafter ye shall see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." Again, the Lord came down from the top of the ladder. When the fullness of time came, God sent forth his Son. Jesus, God manifest in the flesh, walking the earth. Angels doing his bidding. Angels ascending upon the Son of Man. Angels descending from heaven to earth to do his bidding. So what a wonderful picture of the gospel. What an obscure picture of the gospel, but nonetheless a picture of the gospel. The gospel according to a ladder. We need to be on this ladder. We need to be making our way up towards heaven. Christ is in all the scriptures, remember. Luke 24, verse 27 says, "And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them or expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself." What a moment it must have been for the two on the road to Emmaus. You know, when we get to heaven and meet all these people, you'd love to meet this couple and say, "Tell me, do you see the journey on the road to Emmaus? Could you tell me what the Lord said to you?" He began in all the scriptures and expounded unto him or unto you the things concerning himself. What did he say? And maybe one of the places that he told them about was that he's the ladder in Jacob's dream. When you link it up with John chapter 1, verse 51, as one has said, he is the link between heaven and earth, the bond of union between God and man, the one who by means of his sacrifice reconciles God to man. Jesus said to Nathanael, "Thou shalt see greater things than these." Greater things than these. Spiritual sight is greater than natural sight, isn't it? Chapter 3 and verse 13 of John says, "And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven." And by Jesus calling himself the Son of Man, you can see that he's highlighting his humanity. No man hath ascended up to heaven. And the people who were building the Tower of Babel, did they try to do that? Oh, let's build this great tower that reaches on to heaven. No man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, the Lord Jesus. He was the Lord at the top of Jacob's ladder. He that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. And angels do the will of Christ, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. Hebrews 1 and 14 says, "Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to serve those who shall be heirs of salvation. So there's only one ladder to heaven, and that is Jesus Christ. But there are man-made ladders. The devil will make sure of that. And I'm sure as a child, you played snakes and ladders. Did you ever play snakes and ladders? Do you know what you're playing? Do you know the origins of snakes and ladders? Do you know where it comes from? It seems such an innocent game when you're playing it. You're trying to reach the goal, you know. You're trying to get up the ladder. But oh, if your dice falls on a snake, you have to come right back down again. But if it falls on the foot of the ladder, you can climb up and put your dice on the next, and you're getting near the end. Snakes and ladders comes from Hinduism. It originated in ancient India. It came to the UK in the 1890s. And the idea behind snakes and ladders is this. The historic version had its roots in morality lessons, on which a player's progression up the board represented a life journey complicated by virtues, the ladders, and vices, the snakes. It's associated with traditional Hindu philosophy, contrasting karma and kama, or destiny and desire. The ladders represent virtues such as generosity, faith, and humility, while the snakes represent vices such as lust, anger, murder, and theft. And the morality lesson of the game was that a person can attain liberation through doing good, whereas by doing evil, one will be reborn as lower forms of life, which is their idea of reincarnation. And by seeking to be the best you can come back as maybe another person. Your spirit of life just transfers to another person. Or if you've really been a bad person, you could end up as a worm or some kind of an insect, some kind of an animal, any animal. So what may have appeared as an innocent game of fun has a subtle origin in snakes and ladders. So Hinduism, that religion that boasts of having 330 million gods and a couple of billion adherents in the world, as a false religion, they have their ladders. Even on a board game. But the Bible clearly teaches there's only one ladder. There's only one ladder mentioned in the Bible. And it's Genesis 28 and 12. Jacob didn't make this ladder. God made this ladder. God shows him this ladder in a dream. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth. And the top of it reached to heaven. It had a starting point. It had a finishing point. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. Angels would look after Jacob for the rest of his life. And his seed. And still are looking after his seed. His people, the Lord's people. So the Lord stood above it. And one has said, though earth is surely separated by a vast, seemingly impassable gulf of space from the heaven of God's presence, signifying man's separation from God's holiness, a bridge, a ladder, a stairway, call it whatever you want, it's much the same thing. A bridge has been built to span the gulf. That magnificent ladder can only be built by God himself. As a matter of fact, it is God himself. Man cannot build, he cannot climb his way into heaven. Man will have multiple religious ladders which fall far short of God's standards. And you know the verse, 1 Timothy 2 and verse 5, for there is one God and there is one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. One mediator because he is the one ladder that links heaven and earth, by which you and I can get on the gospel ladder. Never mind the property ladder, never mind the ladder of success, but to be on the gospel ladder. On the ladder who is the Savior. That's how we are going upwards. Each day we live, we're getting nearer the top, and we'll reach heaven. Of all the sources that I have, I just wrote down, there's one of J.C. Ryle's books, I forget which one it is, but at the end, as an appendix, he has Light from Other Lamps, it's entitled, and he just quotes a lot of others, just to back up all that he has said. And I've done much the same. I've gleaned from different commentaries and sources. I don't have to give the name of where I got the source, but just let me read some of the things here. Upon the Son of Man, the Jacob's ladder, the bridge that joins heaven and earth together. As Son of Man, Jesus is the living link between heaven and earth. This explains his reference to Jacob's ladder in Genesis 28. Christ is God's ladder between heaven and earth. Thou shalt see greater things than these. Among these greater things, we may mention the recognition that Jesus is not only the Son of God, but also the Son of Man. Hence the ladder between God and man, and that he would use all his attributes for the purpose of saving the elect from every nation to the glory of God. Jesus will be a greater way of access to God than the heavenly ladder on which angels travelled between God and Jacob. John 1:51 recalls the story of Jacob in Genesis 28. The greatness of the Son of Man will far surpass the vision of Jacob the patriarch. Jesus is the new Bethel, where God is revealed, and the new Israel. Again, John 1:51. This verse most likely refers to Genesis 28, when Jacob dreamed about a ladder from heaven. Jesus' point to Nathanael was that just like Jacob experienced supernatural or heaven-sent revelation, Nathanael and the other disciples would experience supernatural communication, confirming who Jesus was. Moreover, the term Son of Man replaced the ladder in Jacob's dream, signifying that Jesus was the means of access between God and man. One of the modern translations of the Bible, the New Living Translation, puts it, John 1:51, like this. Then he said, I tell you the truth, you will all see heaven open and the angels of God going up and down on the Son of Man, the one who is the stairway between heaven and earth. Another puts it like this, the dear angels take our prayers to heaven and bring back the answers. an open communication established. Angels ascended and descended on the ladder Jacob saw. So in Christ, angels are our ministers, and there is the house of God and the gate of heaven. Heavenly ladder broken in Adam, restored by Christ, and now God and angels are at work. Then God was a God afar off, and the Lord stood above the ladder. Now incarnate, he stands at the foot and thus speaks to men. Every groan from burdened Christian hearts goes up this ladder. Every ray of light cheering the stormy billows of earth descends it. As Jacob saw the ladder just by the place he lay, so will each aching, breaking heart find the mercy seat and the foot of the ladder one. The ladder between earth and heaven also taught Jacob to see something of the future Messiah. The ladder joins earth to heaven. Jesus saw himself as that ladder. As the angels moved up and down the ladder, so they do in Christ, the heavenly man. Christ, not the angels, is the mediator. The angels are the one who do the will of Christ. So it gives us something of what this is all about. The gospel according to a ladder. This is scripture interpreting scripture. This is Genesis 28 and verse 12 being put aside. John 1 verse 51. Where you get the picture. The gospel according to a ladder. It is Christ. It is how we are saved. It is how earth and heaven is linked by the ladder of Christ. And how the Lord draws his people to himself. I just cut this out this morning of this current issue, October issue, of Evangelicals Now. I get Evangelical Times now and Evangelicals Now every month. I've been getting them for years. This is on the front cover. Remarkable testimony. A pretty Filipino who enjoyed a large social media following has come to Christ after having a tattoo of a cross on her arm. Rochelle, 30, who had garnered thousands of Facebook followers, decided to have a tattoo and chose a cross which bore the words Solus Christus, which means in Christ alone. She did not know what the words meant, but she went ahead with the tattoo anyway because she liked the way it looked. Rochelle then became curious as to what Solus Christus meant, and she looked up the meaning of the words on the internet. This led her to Reformed theology, and she started listening to sermons on YouTube posted by Reformed Baptist preachers. The Lord convicted her of her sins, and Rochelle became a believer in February 2022, confessing to having lived a sinful and worldly lifestyle. She also closed her Facebook account. And apparently there has been a drastic change in this girl's life. And she attends the First Reformed Baptist Church of Valenzuela in Manila in the Philippines. I just thought I would share that and simply close by saying this. In February 2022, she got on the ladder. Do you remember when you got on the ladder? I remember it was October 1969 as an 11-year-old boy when I got on the ladder. Still on the ladder. I'm nearer the top now than I was then. And so are you. because this is the gospel according to a ladder. What a way to come to Christ. How this girl got a tattoo, Solus Christus, didn't know what the words meant, looked them up, in Christ alone, intrigued, it led her to good ministry, and she came to an understanding of the gospel and her need of Christ. And she stepped onto the ladder. She got onto the first rung. And as you continue to grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, how you keep stepping up and going up the ladder. And the Lord's at the top of it, isn't he? The Lord's at the top. And behold, a ladder set up in the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it. And he's still there. And he's waiting to welcome us home when we reach the top. Verily, verily, I say unto you, hereafter ye shall see heaven opened, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. What else could this be? How else could we interpret this? But to call this the gospel according to a ladder. May the Lord bless his word this morning to our hearts. We'll come back to another, the gospel according to, I'm not here until a month's time actually, but we'll do that.